This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What political storytelling teaches every communicator? Storytelling is not a strategy. It is the strategy. What happened? A political communication firm called Marketing Bayer has emerged in India, positioning itself as a new age consultancy built around narrative-driven political messaging. The firm works with political clients to craft stories rather than slogans, treating voter outreach as a craft rather than a campaign. In a political landscape crowded with noise, they're betting that emotional resonance beats information overload every time. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it applies far beyond politics. People do not remember your platform. They remember how you made them feel. Marketing Bayer seems to understand something that most political operators spend entire careers refusing to accept. Facts without stories are just noise. Stories without facts are just entertainment. The combination, delivered with discipline, is the only thing that actually moves people. Think about what storytelling does mechanically in political communication. It creates a protagonist, the voter, an obstacle, the problem, and a guide, the candidate or party. The moment you structure a message that way, you stop talking at people and start talking with them. Voters stop being an audience and start being participants in a narrative they already care about. That is not manipulation. That is basic human psychology. The firms that fail in political communication fall into one of two traps. The first trap is policy speak detailed, accurate, and completely dead on arrival. Nobody outside a policy seminar wants to hear about fiscal consolidation. The second trap is empty inspiration, big words, zero specificity, forgotten before the voter reaches their car. Marketing Bayer, from what is being reported, is threading the needle between those two failures by anchoring emotional language to real, concrete situations from real people's lives. Here is why that works. Specificity is the engine of credibility. When you tell a story about one farmer in one district who faced one specific problem, every farmer in the country recognizes their own experience in it. Generic appeals produce generic responses. Specific stories produce identification, and identification produces loyalty. The actionable lesson for any communicator, whether you're running for office, running a company, or running a meeting, is this: before you write any message, find one real person whose experience proves your point. Build your message around their story, not as decoration, as the foundation. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on message architecture gives you a framework for building any communication, from a job interview to a keynote, around a single human story instead of a list of points. Most people build their messages like a spreadsheet. The ones who actually get remembered build them like a campfire, one flame, everything else feeding it. The takeaway. Before your next presentation, pitch, or public statement, identify one specific person, real or composite, whose story proves your central argument. Write two sentences about them before you write anything else. Let every other word you write serve that story. If the rest of your content cannot connect back to those two sentences, cut it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.